Part 2. Realized Gratification. Conclusion. Pulling away from the service station, we go up the highway to a dirt road. We turn onto the dirt road and take it a short distance to the secluded parking lot at the trailhead. We wait a moment to make sure the coast is clear. As if on cue, another vehicle pulls into the parking lot. We groan and drive past the police car as we leave. Going further up the dirt road, past the lookout point, we don't even stop. There are always people at that spot because of the great views from the side of the mountain. Frustrated and agitated, we try one more spot. I think the lake should be deserted at this time of night. No one should be camping either. I hope, you grumble. We drive to the lake and take the road that goes around it. After not seeing anyone in the area, we pull into a little used parking lot and park under a pine tree. Feeling like this is secluded enough and turned on beyond what either of us can believe, we frantically crawl into the back seat. We kiss feverishly, groping at each other over our clothes. You tug your shorts and panties down, then I shove your shirt up over your head, grazing your boobs over your bra. I pull my shirt off while you yank my shorts and underwear down. I fondle your boobs, then fumble with your bra with frustration. You chuckle at me lovingly and unclasp it, releasing your magnificent mammary glands. Why does the bra always have to come off? You ask knowingly. I reply, I like as much skin-on-skin contact as possible. You know that, I say with some urgency. I know, and I like to hear you say so, you say while manipulating my manhood. I kiss my way down your neck and tease your throat with my tongue. Kissing and caressing your boobs, I work my way down your tummy to your belly button and tease your kitty with my fingers from here for a moment. You shiver and squirm, anticipating the tongue thrashing that is about to be lavished upon your leopard. I kiss and lick a trail from your belly button to your quim and stop at the top of your mound. I tease your sensitive button with a finger before kissing your lips and licking the sensitive folds between your thighs. I caress your bare breast with one hand and thighs with the other. You squirm more when I lick around the hood of your clitoris, avoiding your most sensitive button. You whimper as I kiss and suck on your lips before giving your clit the attention it needs. I graze your lips with mine as you moan and guide me to where you want, with your hips and hands leading my head along the way. I kiss, lick, and tease your mound before sucking on your hood and giving you what you have been whimpering for. You grind yourself against my face and use me to get yourself off. I kiss and lick my way up your body, slowing down to give your boobs some attention. I tease and lick each breast before licking the nipple and teasing a moan from your lips. Smiling, I caress your tummy before kissing your thighs. You moan as I work my way up your body. nibbling and caressing your ribcage, then shoulders, before teasing you along your throat. I can feel the heat emitted from between your legs as I get closer to your beaver with my boner. You feel the pre-cum leaking from my tip. You smile at me, knowingly before speaking, teasingly in the sultry, seductive way that you know drives me wild. Stop torturing us both and put it in me. You whimper against my ear while licking, nibbling, and nipping at my earlobe. That encouragement dissolves my remaining resolve, and I slip my shaft inside your slick slit. We moan together in ecstasy as we finally get the much-needed sexual expression we have been craving all night long. The extreme level of our arousal is palpable. You are extremely slick. I am very hard, and we begin moving together in a rhythm that suits us. I grip one of your butt cheeks with one hand, then slide that hand up and down your thigh. The other is massaging a boob and teasing a nipple while we kiss deeply. Moaning into each other's mouths while we move together at a medium pace causes you to wrap your legs around me as I thrust into you. You massage my scrotum, and I groan into your mouth while we move together. We caress each other passionately while grinding our pelvises together. An owl calls out, and I say, "Is that stupid sucker following us?" You laugh, and I chuckle at how absurd the idea is, before you kiss me and caress my back. While continuing to fondle my scrotum and nibble my ear, you say, "I want you to come deep inside of me. Fill me with your hot, sticky load." I groan while thrusting harder and faster with the moans you start to make in my ear. You claw at my back, licking and nibbling my neck. "Not yet, honey. You need to have more good orgasms first," I say as I slow down and tease you with long, deep thrusts. I feel you grind against me and hear you moan in my ear. You grab me around the shoulders and grind into me. I take long, deep breaths in an attempt to calm myself down so I can last a little longer for you. "Baby, you are doing me so good, and I need you to come like a good boy, okay?" you say. I hold back coming until you speak again. "Please, Daddy," you beg. I begin thrusting into you harder and faster with untamed passion and lust. The sound of your sexy voice begging for what you want and need drives me over the edge, and I lose control of the last thread of composure. Your body bucks up into me as I thrust into you, releasing my seed. You convulse around my shaft, milking every bit of my orgasm from me as you clutch me and we hold each other. Moaning into each other's ears with the joy of the orgasms that flood through us is blissful and comforting in an exciting and provoking way. We hold each other as we come down from the state of bliss in a sobering return to reality. Spent and satiated, surrounded by the smell of sex in the vehicle, we pant while holding each other. "I am having trouble figuring out whether to call you Daddy or Good Boy. They both seem to rev you up, you say, smiling while I help you pull up your panties and shorts. Looking at you and thinking for a moment, while I pull up my shorts and don my shirt, I say, "Well, Mommy, I will make this clear as mud. The answer is yes to both, baby girl." Smiling, you finish pulling your shirt on, then look at me. Roll your eyes and reply, "The shadow knows, silly switch." "Takes one to know one," I say, smiling back. We help each other finish getting dressed, then cuddle and kiss. We caress each other over our clothes for a few moments before heading home.